Noli Taylor is the school coordinator for Island Grown Initiative, or IGI, a Martha's Vineyard nonprofit that works to increase both supply and demand for locally grown food on the island. For a few years now, she's been studying the finances of school lunch.
Right now, most of the schools around the country get their school meals from corporate food service providers. So these are big, usually multinational companies that provide meals to schools, hospitals, and prisons. And these food service companies buy huge amounts of food from very, very big farms at a very low price. And schools have a contract with them that is usually pretty inexpensive to the school.
These contracts make getting local food into schools tough, because the schools don't have much, if any, budget for food. Thinking big picture, Taylor says, this is clearly a national issue that needs attention. And it's getting it, through programs like the Farm to School movement started by celebrity chef Alice Waters, and First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign, working to get healthier foods into school lunch. In the meantime, though, IGI is working to change things on a local level, whether there's funding or not.
Working within this climate of really not having much of a budget, what we did was we set up meetings between local farms and the food service directors so that they could talk about price and to try and find places where the price point could be met. And that was really, really interesting. We found that there were a lot of places where the schools could actually buy food from local farms at a similar or even a cheaper price than they were paying for off-island produce.
Greens, for example, are being produced on the island at an affordable price. Another way the schools are getting local produce is through a practice called gleaning.
Gleaning came out of the early days of the Industrial Revolution when farmers would open their fields traditionally to the poor, to widows and to orphans, to come and glean whatever was left after the harvest was finished. So community volunteers and students from our local schools go out to farms at times when there's food that wouldn't otherwise be able to be harvested, and they harvest that food and bring it to our school cafeterias for free.
Last fall, the gleaning program brought in over 6,000 pounds of local produce to school cafeterias on the island. The fact that the schools didn't have to pay for it freed up even more money in the budget to spend on local food that might have been too expensive otherwise. Obviously, it takes creativity to make local food affordable. But for Noli Taylor, what's at stake makes it worth it.
What we're talking about is what we feed our kids. You know, what are we feeding the young people of our country? What are they being raised to eat? The kind of work that we're doing on the island can really be done anywhere. You know, you can find ways to bring more good food to the kids in your school system, and you can find ways to help kids learn about why it's important to support local farmers and how they can do it themselves. It's really doable, and we'd love to talk to anybody else in the region who wants to start a program like this themselves.
There are other schools in our area working to get local food into their cafeterias. You can find out more about their programs on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Also at our website, you can learn more about Island Grown Initiative and the Island Grown Schools program on Martha's Vineyard, and find a link to our free podcast. That's capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Jay Allison. Thanks for listening.